Welcome back to JR Sunday. Tests have been completed. The wait started, and now you've returned to the physician's office where you're told the doctor will be with you shortly. Sitting alone in a chair, you're staring at the exam table, the sink, everything in the room. Light knock, the doctor walks in and says, "We found some cancer." For so many of us, that's a moment where time just stops. It's good to know certain facts about the fight with cancer and the good things that are being done. Karmanis Cancer Institute is one of the best, not only here in the state of Michigan, but nationally. It's great to have Dr. Dominello with us this morning. First of all, good morning to you and welcome to JR Sunday.
Hi, good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. When it comes to cancer, there have been some significant improvements in the death rates. It's good news that things are getting better. It's still frightening when you hear those words as a patient. But talk about some of the positive impact that's being done in the battle against cancer.
Absolutely. So, you know, every year the American Cancer Society publishes a report, and it becomes available in January. And in the most recent report, what they found was really that cancer mortality is improving. So when they look at over the last 30 years, cancer mortality has decreased by a third, by 33%. And kind of within the body of the report, they go through the reasons for this. And there's three kind of large reasons that were highlighted. One is reductions in smoking. Secondly, earlier detection for some cancers. We've done particularly well with breast cancer there. So the earlier it is when it's caught, the easier it is to treat and eradicate. And then lastly, improved treatment, which includes a lot of recent developments in targeted therapies and immunotherapies, a lot of which, you know, Karmanis participates in.
Let's talk about, you know, some of those areas, improved treatments in cancer care. While you're doing so, Gamma Knife is one of the leading techniques that is used at Karmanis. Talk about some of the treatments, how it's improved, and maybe how it's different than 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, the big take-home point from this report and kind of how it applies. So first of all, you know, there really and truly are new drugs that are developed and FDA approved every day. And Karmanis is, as it turns out, involved in about two-thirds of the clinical trials related to or the development of all new cancer-specific drugs approved by the U.S. FDA. And that's, you know, that's part of our obligation as an NCI designated comprehensive cancer center, as you mentioned earlier. One of only actually 56 in the country. Some of the other things that we do at Karmanis, aside from participating in these studies and drug development studies, is things like CAR T cell therapy and stem cell therapy for advanced lymphomas and leukemias. Advanced techniques in radiotherapy, including protons, and techniques like Gamma Knife. And so Gamma Knife being one that you mentioned, and it, you know, it happens to also be one of my areas of expertise, is helping patients tackle cancer, either when it is spread to the brain from somewhere else within the body or has started in the brain itself. And as folks live longer with cancer, the treatments, sometimes they're curative. Sometimes we can kind of eradicate it and shut the door on that cancer. Other times, you know, we're able to continue to subdue it for years and years and years. And as this happens, you know, there are more patients that will live longer with this, almost as a chronic disease. And oftentimes it unaffects them, and they're unaffected in their daily life. But some of these chemotherapies and immunotherapies are not able to cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. And so we are fortunate to have therapies like Gamma Knife. It's a specialized radiation technique that we use when cancer does spread to the brain. And it allows us to treat with a high dose of radiation to the areas where the cancer is spread, while while sparing the rest of the brain, that really important real estate.
I believe that Carmanis sees roughly 14,000 patients a year, I believe I've read, or new patients. In the process, each one of us is different. I'm 62 years old. For screening, is there a trigger? Is there an age? Is there a symptom? Is there a reason why you go to your doctor, whether you're in, you know, whatever health system that you might be in, that would lead a patient to Carmanis? What would prompt an individual to get screened, and is it age? Is it symptom? What do you find is the right reason to have that done?
That's a great question. And, I think as a society, we probably, this is an area of improvement, because for certain cancers, we have, you know, really good screening tests. So for colorectal cancer, we have colonoscopy. For breast cancer, we have mammogram. For prostate cancer, we have, you know, a blood test called PSA, where they look for prostate-specific antigen. Then for other cancers, like ovarian or pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, we don't really have any great tests for us to use in screening. And so I would say that working closely with your primary care physician to make sure, you know, just like in pediatrics and children especially, we try to stay ahead of things in terms of a vaccination schedule for adults. Once they get into their 40s, 50s, 60s, working with your PCP to make sure that you're receiving all of the appropriate screening tests kind of on schedule. And then, you know, if there's any new symptoms that are, you know, are bothering you, try not to be the tough guy and wait until you go to the doctor to deal with it. You know, communicate with your primary and get the testing done to kind of get to the bottom of anything new that's going on with you. And in a worst case scenario, if there is a cancer diagnosis, then you know, we definitely would have your back. Carmanis is definitely the place to go if that diagnosis were to be made, or if it were to be suspected.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Dominello of the Carmanis Cancer Institute. We're in the midst of March Madness. Are you a college basketball fan? And are there any storylines that you're enjoying during these first and second rounds?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, I'm from Connecticut originally. So
okay.
We've got quite the team to watch this year. And, since coming here, my wife is a Michigan State grad. So yesterday's game was a little bit tough for us. But also the Oakland University story had been very fun and interesting to watch as well. So some of those fun stories. Hopefully the state of Michigan can pull it together a little bit more for next year. But the OU story has been fun.
Well, you've got a battle of the dogs and the cats today. UConn will play play Northwestern for a chance to head on to Boston. And we look forward to hosting here in Detroit, the Midwest Regional, and some great teams coming in. Thank you for all the work you do. Carmanis.org. It's KARMANOS.org or 1-800-CARMANIS for any questions you might have. I appreciate you, Dr. Dominello. It's great to have you. Always welcome back.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you. We'll be back on JR Sunday with Anthony Tomey right after this.